They're so extra, and they're so Christmas. They're so Xmas.
Welcome to the voicemail of Clifford Johnson.
God, that's actually really good. All right, we'll do that after this. I don't think I have a voicemail currently, so.
As silly as this conversation has been.
Usually is.
Fiverr.
Yeah.
Fiverr is kind of a cool thing. So if you have somebody on your shopping list that literally has everything, what if you pay a voiceover actor $5, $10, $40 to voice their voicemail?
You know, I do not know what to get my dad.
It's awesome.
Because
that's not a terrible idea.
Let's say your dad really likes Danny DeVito. Like, and you get a voiceover actor to pretend, you know, to do the voice or something.
Could I just get a cameo
yes,
to do my voicemail?
I would think so.
You could do cameo. We talked about cameo.
We did talk about cameo.
Yes.
So Heather and I have a friend. She does a podcast too. And she actually recently got a person on cameo to do like a promo for her podcast.
Yes.
I don't remember who it was, but I thought it was great.
You need to find all the strange Christmas actors, you know, the ones that are already... Like Vanessa Hudgens.
No. We're going to get way worse people than that.
No, you know who I want? Vanessa Hudgens' nerdy brother-in-law from The Night Before Christmas. I bet we could get him.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh. Be like, hi, I'm Vanessa Hudgens' nerdy brother-in-law on A Night Before Christmas. I still can't believe that I was paired with that hottie, too.
By the way, listen to We're So Xmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just need one of those.
So speaking of weird actors and weird Christmas movies, we were talking the other day, you and I, about A Mermaid for Christmas.
Yes.
And we're like, where did that movie go?
What happened to it?
It's on Amazon Prime.
I have that.
I do too. Guess what I'm doing this weekend?
That's what I am also doing. You know what else I'm going to see this weekend? Black Christmas.
That sounds good. Are we going to talk about it?
I mean, we're just going to talk about the fact that I'm going to see it and then we're going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Because I have some friends the other day and they're like, we think it's really unfair that you are talking about all these Hallmark, Netflix, Christmas movies and not talking about horror Christmas movies, of which apparently there are hundreds.
Hundreds.
I did not know.
To be honest, I am a horror movie fan.
Yeah, and that's what I said. I said we could probably make that a thing.
It is my preferred genre.
Interesting.
Classically, the Christmas horror movies, though, are not as good as like...
That is shocking.
I know.
My brother thinks we should watch Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll watch it.
Okay.
So, Cliff, you were going to tell us about states with the least amount of Christmas spirit.
No, we're going to talk about the ones with the most amount of Christmas.
Oh,
because we're positive. We're positive
people.
But I guess if you live in Nevada and you're not seeing a lot of Christmas trees, not seeing a lot of Christmas lights, not seeing those traditional signs of Christmas.
If you can pay a woman to dress in those signs of Christmas.
As long as you're not in Las Vegas, or what's the county that Las Vegas is
Clark
in?
County.
Clark County.
I think you can pay someone in Clark County to dress up. You just can't pay them to do much else.
Yes.
You can still pay someone to pretend to be an elf. Nobody's going to stop that.
As long as it stops with pretending to be an elf, yes. If you're seeing that in Las Vegas, it's because this scale that I'm looking at goes from red to white, white being the worst. And for a place that doesn't get much snow, Las Vegas is pretty white. Okay, but there are a bunch of other places. We're not going to talk about the sad places that don't have Christmas spirit. We're going to talk about the happy places that do have Christmas
spirit.
Happy,
yes.
Washington is not necessarily one of those. They're not bad, but they're not one of the top 10.
This is shocking to me because a fun fact about Washington is we are the state with the most attractive men.
Obviously.
It was a study based by a beard grooming company, and it was based on the amount of money that was spent on personal grooming, like razors and shaving cream and aftershave and salon visits. So we have good beards, is what I'm saying. Award-winning beards. So we should have more
Christmas spirit. Do you think there's a tie
Christmas
between
beards.
Good beards and Christmas?
Yes.
All right. I can get behind that.
We get ornaments for
it. I think we probably just have more like hipsters than we do anywhere else. Shockingly, Oregon has more Christmas spirit than we do.
Yes!
And they got some good beards down in Oregon. So
keep it weird.
Right?
Keep it beard.
Keep it beard.
Oh.
Utah. also, that is our home, former home, is also very Christmassy. Lots of snow.
Utah's very family oriented.
Very family oriented. They do all the Christmas decorations downtown. It's gorgeous. Mm. I'm trying to decide what state this is. You lived in Nebraska. What's south of Nebraska? Kansas?
Yeah, and Colorado.
This is not Colorado.
Okay.
I'm concerned about your public school education.
Kansas has a lot of Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
This map is not labeled. Alabama,
yeah,
a lot of Christmas spirit.
Bama.
Kentucky, a lot of Christmas spirit.
Mm-hmm.
North and South Carolina, I believe.
Well, and these are also places where people gift alcohol and cigarette cartons.
True. Maybe one of those is Virginia. I don't know.
I used to live in Virginia as well, yes.
I almost thought about moving to Virginia once. Does that count?
We thought about moving to a lot of places.
Wow. That didn't work out.
You would be so much fun to have, like at a dinner with like dignitaries,
right?
Where it's like, yes, I'm an astronaut, and I flew to Mars. And Cliff's like, I thought about flying to Mars. So the person's like, I brought water to a village in Africa who didn't have clean water. And Cliff's like, I thought about getting a water on the way here.
Ohio?
Shouldn't we call it Ho-Hio?
Ho-Hio. So I'm going to tell you a joke.
Yeah.
And you can tell
Is
me whether...
appropriate?
I'm not sure.
Show me the map and I'll tell you if it's Pennsylvania.
Oh, it's Pennsylvania. Okay. It's absolutely Pennsylvania. I really thought I knew. And I think Rhode Island. It's very small. It looks like Rhode Island. So I was on a conference call yesterday and someone told this joke in very mixed company.
Oh.
So tell me whether this is an appropriate joke for our podcast.
Okay.
What do Santa and Tiger Woods have in common?
This is not an appropriate joke.
Santa and Tiger Woods. They both share their packages.
Ooh. That is actually a very good answer to that joke. It is not the right answer to that
And
joke.
It is also inappropriate.
True.
I was purposely choosing.
It was good. Santa stopped with three hoes.
See, I really figured it had something to do with a hole in one kind of thing and tell you.
There are so many options.
Yeah, I know.
But, yeah, I know.
A ho,
None
ho,
of those answers are good.
Ho, ho, hole in one.
Ho, ho, hole. We should play miniature golf, Cliff.
I love miniature golf.
I know. That's a good gift idea, too. I know that we're getting close to the big day. And it's cold in a lot of places. You're not thinking about miniature golf. But that would be one of those kind of fun things to swing by the Family Fun Center and get a gift certificate and give it to the fam. Maybe you can do miniature golf every weekend in summertime.
That'd be nice.
Yes.
I think I said Kentucky was one of the states.
You did. And you said
not.
It very decisively.
It's not. It's Tennessee. Tennessee actually has the most Christmas spirit.
It's because they have the most spirit with their Tennessee whiskey.
That actually makes sense. Utah gets the top prize for being the most giving state.
They have vending machines. Have you seen their vending machines? You can give water to an area or you can give gifts to children. Literally runs the gamut of everything.
And so you you put in $50 and say, I want to give water to this place. And they take your money and then they buy water and distribute it.
Yeah.
So there are 10 locations. I'll just list them off real fast. There's one at the Manhattan, New York Temple in New York. There's one at the Hyde Park Chapel in London.
Ooh.
There's one at Christmas in the Park in San Jose, California.
San Ho.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
Nice. Water Tower Plaza in Gilbert, Arizona. University Place, which is a mall in Orem, Utah. Polynesian Cultural Center in Hawaii, LAIE. If you're there and in Hawaii, that's where it's at, the Polynesian Cultural Center. The Trinoma Mall in the Philippines, Metro Manila in the Philippines.
Mm.
Downtown Summerlin in Las Vegas. So if you're in Las Vegas and you're not feeling the holiday spirit, go to one of these giving machines. That's the way to do it. Go to Summerlin. The Joseph Smith Memorial Building in downtown Salt Lake City, Utah, and the 16th Street Mall in Denver, Colorado. And they've accepted $2.4 million in donations in 2019.
Wow.
That's awesome.
It's a really neat idea. Yeah.
And something that we haven't talked about in several episodes, Chrysanthemum Cliff.
Yes.
If you're feeling the holiday spirit of giving right now, right at this exact moment, you don't even need a vending machine. You can text HOME TEAM, all one word, HOMETEAM. To 41444. We have teamed up with over 370 food banks here in the state of Washington to help them fill their coffers for the next several months. Our goal is 7 million meals. We're about 1 million meals away, but we're going to do it before the end of the month. And we can do it with your help. You can give any amount that you see fit. In fact, each dollar is almost five meals because of all of the deals that they have made with the vendors and the suppliers of food. So they can actually put together four to five meals for every dollar.
That's incredible.
That you donate. Yes. So it has to be all one word, home team, or you'll get a completely different charity. Home team to 41444.
That's awesome. Do you want to talk about Christmas songs?
Next time.
Next time.
Tomorrow.
Christmas songs.
Okay, bye.